Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station, Jamal Ahmed, and the Soul of Jazz on this Thursday afternoon. That was music coming from the incomparable Mr. Dave Koz and his rendition of the holiday classic Winter Wonderland. Of course, the Dave Koz Christmas Tour is going to be here at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center on Friday, December the 2nd, this upcoming Friday, tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. And I'm so honored right now to have the man, the Don, Mr. Dave Koz on the line. How you doing, Dave?
I'm great, Jamal. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction and playing the music, and happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Hey, same to you, man. And I should call you by your seasonal name. You are now known as Santa Koz.
I know. It's pretty funny because I don't know if the most surprised person is probably me, because this is our 19th year of doing this Christmas tour. 19 years.
That's crazy.
I don't know about all 19, but for a huge portion of those 19 years, we've done it in Atlanta, so we're thrilled to be coming back tomorrow night. Very excited about it.
Oh, that's going to be amazing, amazing. 19 years. So talk about the original concept, man. What made you decide to do a Christmas tour?
Well, actually, family is in the DNA of this tour. It was 1997, and I was having a conversation with my buddy, David Benoit, the great pianist. And he had just lost his mom, and it was about 2 weeks since my dad had passed away. And both of our parents kind of died very suddenly.
Hmm.
And so we were kind of commiserating. We were just talking about it. And he said, it was actually his idea. He said, why don't we go out and play some music during the holidays, play some music for our parents. And that way we'll be together and we'll be able to, you know, channel the energy in a positive way. And that was our first year. I said, great idea, let's do it. We probably did about six shows in 1997. Not very well attended, but the shows were good. Brenda Russell was with us that year. And then the next year, we got invited back. We added Peter White that year. It just kept going. And here we are so many years later, and we've seen kids come to our shows, and now those kids have kids of their own. Mm. And it's really gratifying that so many people have made our show part of their part of their Christmas and holiday tradition. And, you know, I think one of the main reasons is because we always change the show. If you come year after year, you're not going to see the same thing twice.
Exactly.
And, this year is no different. It's pretty exciting, very vocal heavy show, and really, really hot.
No, and when you say hot, you really mean hot. I mean, you got some serious special guests. I mean, the man Jonathan Butler, who we saw just tear the house down at the Cobb Energy Center, but also one of my favorite modern soul vocalists, Kenny Lattimore, and the venerable, I mean, no one compares to the legendary Valerie Simpson of Ashford & Simpson. How do you put your cast together before you go out on the road?
Jamal, it kind of happens early in the year, and I had already, Jonathan's like my brother from another mother. He's been on the tour for about 10 years, and we're so ingrained in each other. I love being on the stage with him because you never know what he's going to do. As well as I know him, you have no clue what he's going to come up with night after night, which makes it so thrilling. Kenny and I did a tour together last summer, and I'm such a huge fan of his. And he's got a brand new Christmas album called Kenny Lattimore Christmas that just came out. And his voice, I don't know, something struck me about his voice being so perfect for holiday music. And I asked him, and he said, absolutely. And then we were looking for that female, you know, to fill out the cast in that perfect way. And I saw Valerie Simpson at a party. And we've known each other for years, but I didn't know her that well. But I was seated next to her at this party, and I thought, oh, my God, this is the sign that I was waiting for. She is it. And I told myself, just be cool. David, don't overdo it. don't turn her off. I was just at the end of the night, I stayed cool, and I said, at the end of the night, Val, I have this idea, this crazy idea up my sleeve. I'm going to call you in 2 days and walk you through it. And this is the first tour that she's done since her beloved husband, Nick Ashford, has passed. Mm-hmm. 5 years that she has been kind of off the scene.
Right.
So she said yes, and I'm telling you, this woman is so powerful on the stage. I mean, not only do we do the Ashford and Simpson songs, but she and Nick wrote some of the most beloved, iconic songs of all time, being staff writers at Motown, talking about Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and Your mm-hmm. Precious Love, mm-hmm. and You're All That I Need, and Ain't No Mountain, and Reach Out and Touch. I mean, just the it goes on and on and on with the music that she is responsible for. So it's really, really special to be able to do all of that great music in this show as well.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. So without giving any spoilers away, Dave Koz, could you give us a kind of taste of what people can expect tomorrow night?
Well, we have for the first time, we have three singers as special guests. So you're going to get a lot of singing and a lot of very soulful singing. We start the show all together, which is a first. We've never in all 19 years, we've never all started at the same time. And we start with a big Motown Christmas medley, which really kind of sets the motion of the evening off in just that right way, because it's so happy and so fun. And then everybody gets a chance to do their Christmas thing. We do a lot of duets. There's some trios. Valerie, of course, does a big medley of all of her hits. And then we break it down in the second act, and we do a little unplugged segment where we get to feature some of our favorite songwriters. Of course, there's a lot of funky stuff. There's some great instrumentals, and there's a lot of Jonathan does his new song. Kenny does his new song. Kenny does a couple songs from his new Christmas album. So everybody gets a chance to do their thing solo in combination with other artists. And then there's a lot where we're out on the stage together at the same time. So you get a real good fill of everybody's catalog, their non-Christmas music, but I'd say it's probably 65% holiday songs where you really get, hopefully people will come and be definitely in the Christmas spirit when they leave. And I also think, Jamal, with the crazy year that we've had, specifically the last couple of months with the election and the post-election and all the uncertainty and divisiveness that we've seen in our country, there's nothing like Christmas music and holiday music to bring people together. And we've seen it. We just started about a week ago, and we've been seeing our audiences almost craving that, something to get over the feeling of this kind of divide that our country has been feeling for the last month or so. So you know, I think it's not heavy-handed in any way, but I think that's what hopefully people will walk away with, that renewed sense of spirit and kindness and warmth, and be able to not only get through this holiday season, but welcome the new year with some open arms.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Sounds very cathartic and healing. So I definitely encourage our folk to check it out. Now, I want to ask you, Mr. Dave Koz, you know, after this is all said and done, we've got 2017 right in front of us. It's going to be another stormer of a year. I can just feel it. What do you have in store for 2017?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back in the studio. It's been a while since I've made a non-Christmas album, and so I'm feeling the inspiration to get back and discover something. I don't want to do the same thing that I've done before. That's why I don't make albums very often. I don't do it every year because I don't really want to repeat myself. And so but I feel that little wellspring of inspiration coming, and so I'm really looking forward to getting back in the studio and soon in the new year. We also have our cruise. I host a cruise once a year.
Right.
We've got our 2017 cruise starting in Venice, Italy, and cruising to the Greek islands. And that's in May. So I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll have a summer tour. So, you know, it's a busy year. I look forward to another busy year. And I feel so blessed that after over a quarter of a century of doing it professionally, that I still get a chance to get out there and play shows, make records, and have the fan support, which I can't tell you how much it means to me personally, and I don't take it for granted. And all, especially in Atlanta, and I'm not just saying this, Jamal, but the WCLK listeners and music lovers in general in Atlanta have been so supportive of me and my music since the very beginning. I've been coming to that great city. So I'm very grateful.
No, and we appreciate you, Dave Koz. And I tell you, it sounds like you're going to have a very soulful year, and just a slight kind of, you know, shameless plug, man. If you need a professional saxophone case carrier on your cruise, I'm your man. I am your man. That's what I'm here for, actually. So
you're ready to stow away. I see. Okay, point taken.
Oh man, no, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Before we get out of here, Dave Koz, I want to play your rendition because you talk about that classic 60s feel kicking off the Christmas show. I want to play your rendition of the classic Higher and Higher with Kenny Lattimore. What made you decide to tackle this timeless piece of pop music?
I love the message of this song, and this is also, since Kenny and I recorded it last year, it was on my an album called Collaborations that came out last year. And it features Kenny and Rick Braun and I. And that was the summer tour that we did last year. I always loved the message of the song, always loved the original. And I thought, wow, you know, this is treading on the kind of water you got to be careful with, because how can you improve upon perfection? You can't. So right. You just have to take it to another place. And I felt very comfortable with Rick and Kenny and their input in doing... paying tribute to the original and staying true to the original intent, but also adding some new layers to take it to a new place. And I'm very, very proud of it.
Well, you definitely did that, Mr. Dave Koz. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the man, sax man, Dave Koz. I was going to be here in our wonderful city tomorrow for the Dave Koz Christmas Tour with special guests Jonathan Butler, Kenny Lattimore, and the legendary Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson. That's going to be at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Be there, or as they say, be square. God bless you, Mr. Dave Koz, and we will see you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you so much, Jamal. Happy holidays to you, everybody at the at WCLK, and to all your listeners. Wish you a wonderful holiday season and really a truly blessed new year in 2017.
Same to you, Dave Koz. And right now, this is his rendition of Higher and Higher with Kenny Lattimore right here on the Soul of Jazz.